Glory to Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the feast day of maternity of Holy Anna. What a beautiful example of patience this feast day offers us. Saint Ignatius says that a Christian who desires to please God more than anything else needs patience and firm trust in God. He must constantly keep these weapons in his mind, figuratively speaking, in his right hand, since our enemy, the devil, never ceases to attack us. In all possible devices to throw us into despair because of difficulties, and thus steal the treasures promised by the Lord. God never allows his true servants to be tried by temptation beyond their strength. God is faithful, says the Apostle Paul. He will not let you be tempted beyond your strength, but with the temptation will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. We have to prepare and expect difficulties that will come sooner or later into our lives. The devil hates when we turn away from him, and he hates that when we turn towards God. The more intensely we try to live a Christian life after baptism or even after our confession, the more intense and painful the struggle with passions we experience. Saint Isaac the Syrian says, whenever you wish to make a beginning in some good work, first prepare yourself for the temptations that will come upon you, and do not doubt the truth. For it is the enemy's custom, whenever he sees a man beginning a good mode of life with a fervent faith, to comfort him with diverse and fearful temptations, so that he should be afraid. His good intention should be chilled, and he should lack the fervor to undertake the God-pleasing work. And also Saint Ignatius points out another activity of the invisible enemy, and therefore encourage us to arm ourselves with patience and trust and hope in God. He reminds us of the words of Saint Paul, so that we do not fall into the sin, because God does not allow us to be tested beyond our strength and in the struggle. God gives us the ability to withstand this test. So let us be patient. Let us take the example of Joachim and Anna into our hearts, so that when tribulations in our day-to-day life come in our way, we stay strong and patient and are good soldiers of Christ. Glory to Jesus Christ.